Hello, Viking fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Vikings Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me is head Lamar Viking football coach Laban Delay. Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. It's good to be with you as always. And as we were talking earlier before we started the show, I think I have literally been in a different city every week that we recorded the show. I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas tonight. And with the magic of technology, we can do this without being in the same room together. So,
yeah.
Well, my first question tonight, probably the obvious one, is how is Kyron Johnson doing?
Kyron's doing great. You know, what happened last Friday evening is he had a stinger, and whenever I asked the boys, you know, how many of y'all had stingers before, you know, probably a third of them have, and, you know, I had a couple whenever I was playing, and several of the coaches on the coaching staff, and a few hadn't. So if you'd never experienced a stinger, it's not very fun. It's, you know, part of your shoulder and arm kind of just goes limp. And so he was, you know, pushing himself to get back up last Friday night, and the training staff and the medical staff, our team doctor is phenomenal. Dr. Lindsay Dietrich, she works closely with all of our athletes, and it was all precautionary measures, but I truly believe it was the right thing to do. So we put him on a board and carted him off, and I went up to the hospital later that evening, and he was in good spirits and had good strength. They were doing all types of strength tests on him, and so we're just kind of taking it day by day right now. The x-rays came back negative. I saw him the next day, and then he was at school today, and so he's in good spirits. He's getting better each and every day, but, you know, that whenever you have a stinger, it kind of knocks you down for a couple of days. So we'll just take it day by day and see how he feels.
Sounds like a very smart move to be precautionary even in the aftercare, so to speak, and not get him out there too quickly, just to be careful. And I'll tell you,
yeah, we don't want to go backwards on this deal. So we're just going to make sure that he's healthy. And, you know, Kyron's got a lot of football left in his career. And so we want to do the smart thing for him and his family, and listen to what the doc says.
Well, and it's so great to have a great doctor like Dr. Dietrich, you were saying. And Coach, you know, you're going to say, well, it's just the thing to do. It's what I would do. But the fact that you were up there after the game at the hospital with Kyron and his family, and again the next day, says a lot about you and your care for the student athletes and everything. And then another gesture that I thought was really incredible, special, was when the Viking players were taking a knee to kind of huddle around and have a prayer. Then the North Crowley players came running across the field to join in the prayer and hugs and slaps on the back and stuff. And I thought that was a great show of unity and sportsmanship on their part as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's what sports is all about, you know, trying to teach life lessons, and absolutely the competitive nature in any type of arena comes out. But when it's all said and done, it's about teaching life lessons. And whenever North Crowley came over, and because they didn't know, you know, I mean, I'm sitting right there with Kyron and the medical staff and our training staff. But, you know, I knew a lot of things that other people didn't. But, you know, from a fan perspective, it was a very scary deal. And it was scary whenever I first witnessed it. But whenever I got over there to him and told him he'd be okay and that I loved him, he started chuckling a little bit, and he was moving everything. So it was good to see him in good spirits.
We could see him moving the feet pretty quickly afterwards. And then when he was being taken across the field on the gurney and he gave the thumbs up, that sure gave a lot of reassurance to everyone. So we're glad it's good news, and we look forward to seeing him back on the field when the time is right.
So, that's right.
The team is now 4-1 and 2-0 in district play. It seems like the team plays a more complete game almost every week. The entire offense continues to work hard and perform well, like we've talked about every week, from the guys up front in the trenches to the running backs, the receivers, the quarterback. I know this past week, it was good to see Kendall Burke getting some good carries and yardage. Rashad Polk, again, as usual. Matthew Shaw had a great game. Several others, of course, including quarterback Chance Fuller. What would you like to share about the offense this week, Coach?
You know, you hit it on the head right there, Bill. You know, our focus each and every week and each and every practice actually is, I told the kids today, make today better than last Monday. Make this Monday better than last Monday. Make this Tuesday practice better than last Tuesday practice. So each and every day we want to get a little bit better and improve on the fundamentals. And like you said, the offense is gelling a little bit better, coming along, and we're still spreading the ball around to all the different playmakers, which, you know, it helps everybody. When more people touch the ball, it makes that offensive team a little bit more explosive. So really, really happy, really satisfied of the way that our team is growing and continue to grow, because that's what it's all about. We want to continue to grow each and every week. And you know, we're about to hit the gauntlet of our season, so we need to be getting better each and every day.
Well, definitely so, and the competition probably will start getting tougher each week, of course. And, hey, the defense is doing great also, which is going to be important against some of these higher-scoring teams. And, you know, pulling off a shutout for the first time this season was great, and which included, of course, some pretty tough stands in Viking territory, like Bobby Brown's forced fumble deep in the red zone, and then at the other end of the field, Jalen McDonald had the sack for a safety. What would you like to share about the defense today?
Yeah, you know, this day and age, throwing a shutout, I mean, it's very rare. I mean, offensive teams and all the explosive players that we face, it is, you know, it's tough to win a football game, but it's even tougher to throw a shutout. So the last 2 weeks, we've given up 3 points. You know, the week before that, we gave up a little bit more than what we wanted to. The week before that against SGP, we gave up 7. So, you know, we're trying to get better each and every week, just like offensively. But, you know, they have an understanding of what we want to get done, and they're starting to make those a little adjustments to the defense that, hopefully separates us from other teams and gives a chance to be successful.
Sounds good. Hey, special teams, of course, another place where the Vikings are continuing to shine. So I've got a question. How do you prepare for what, and maybe it's on my own, only my perspective, but what can seem like a pretty monotonous part of the game, kickoffs, kick returns, punt returns, how do you prepare the team for those certain plays?
You know, as I mentioned before, we really sell it to the players how important it is. And so on Friday nights and even Thursday nights for our sub-varsity teams, whenever they see that it can be the difference in the game, man, they buy into it, Bill. And so it's been fun. So, you know, as far as practice time, we divide it up where we'll work on punt for this 15 minutes. And then later on practice, we might work on kickoff for this 10 minutes. And then kickoff return the next day for this 15 minutes. So we break it up on phases throughout practice. And then there's some, like on punt, we work punt every day because it's important. We work punt block every day. So there's some that we hit every day. And with us, you know, sprinkling it out throughout the class period, the athletic period, and then after school practice, you know, we're not going to go out there and have a – true 45 minutes straight special team practice. That might get kind of boring. So I think the way that we design it helps to keep it fresh. And then probably most importantly, the success that they see on Thursday and Friday nights, they buy into it and they understand that it's an important phase of the football game. And a lot of other teams overlook it and kind of ignore it. And we're proud that our kids have done so well and have bought into that phase.
Well, I'm glad y'all don't let it be monotonous, and I'm glad that y'all do emphasize that it can be the difference in some of the games, as it has been and will be. That's a great perspective to give the players, and we look forward to some more of those great special teams plays that we've been seeing. Well, this week, the Vikings play the Arlington Colts at Maverick Stadium on the UTA campus. Does playing in a little bit larger stadium give a different feel to the game for the players or the coaches?
You know, it's a great venue. Probably more importantly than that, the rivalry between Arlington High and Lamar dates back, you know, a long time ago. And I think some of that has, diminished a little bit. But at the same time, it's a very important game, and that rivalry, it might be more important to us than the kids actually on the field. But, UTA is a nice venue, and we're excited to go over there and play. You know, it takes about 7 minutes to get there, so even though it's not Cravens, it doesn't really feel like a way either. So we're excited about going to UTA, and the weather's changing a little bit, so it's starting to feel a little bit more like fall, and we're excited to go take on the Colts this Friday.
Not a bad drive, like you said, for an away game, only about 7 or 8 minutes, not too bad. So, you mentioned the weather changing and the rivalry. I've seen some pretty crazy Viking-Colt games over the last 23 years I've lived in Arlington, including a couple of times where punts, that the wind sent back over the punter's head in the opposite direction. I've seen trick plays where a Colt receiver appeared to be leaving the field but stayed in bounds and then went unaccompanied down the field to make a long touchdown catch. Hey, I know you can't tell us what it would be, but do you have anything special up your sleeves for the game Friday night?
You know, each and every week we scheme according to their offense, defense, and special teams. But, you know, I truly believe this, that you can't win and you can't be consistent about smoke and mirrors and gimmicks. It's really about the fundamentals and getting out there and doing the dirty work and doing what, you know, it's a physical game and you have to execute with detail and then have a high energy, high enthusiasm, high intensity. And I think really those things will give you more wins throughout your season and throughout a football game, you know, those small battles than gimmick plays. So we've had a few that we've worked on since day one, since fall camp, and we really haven't used many of them. We've got a few things in our back pocket that at any time we can throw out there. But at the same time, it's about, you know, being physical and executing with precision and having a high energy enthusiasm and making this game fun.
Well, it seems to be working so far this season, so keep it up. Well, Viking fans, this Friday night, make your way over to Maverick Stadium on the UTA campus for the big game. Kickoff is at 7:30. Get there early, yell loud, and stay late. For those who cannot attend in person, or if you want to listen while you're at the game on your personal electronic device, we will be broadcasting the game live, of course, audio only per UIL rules on Friday nights at lamarnation.com. Click on live stream. Well, thank you very much again, Coach. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND. Mm-hmm.